Good evening, this is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Ninganam Hangsing with the evening bulletin. The headlines. Seventh session of 14th Nagaland Legislative Assembly commences today. Chief Minister Nipyu Ryo says government working vigorously to improve revenue collection. Advisor Hekani Jakhalu raises serious concerns on unemployment crisis in Nagaland, and Nagaland Legislative Assembly defers scheduled discussion on prohibition of satanic worship. Now the news in detail. The two-day seventh session of the 14th Nagaland Legislative Assembly NLA commenced today with obituary references. Chief Minister Nipyu Ryo led the House in paying homage to late Governor La Ganesan, while Speaker Sharingan Longkuma made an obituary reference to late Neng Sang Yapang, former legislator. During the question hour, the members raised concerns on issue of backward reservation, PMGSY Tree Road, plans for easing traffic congestion in the state capital and protected area permit and border fencing. During the zero hour, MLA A. Pong Shi Pom raised concern on the GST collection and requested for setting up of GST grievances redressal committee to enhance the revenue of the state. Two new government bills were introduced by Chief Minister Ryo: the Nagaland State Finance Commission Bill 2025, the Nagaland Floodplain Zoning Bill 2025. Speaker Longkuma announced that the bills would be taken up for discussion and passage on September 4. Chairpersons of various committees also presented multiple reports on varied issues. Chief Minister Nipyu Ryo today said the State Tax Department has been working vigorously over the past several months to improve revenue collection. Responding to concerns raised by MLA Pong Shi Pom on the issue of GST in the state, during zero hour, he highlighted initiatives taken by the department, including plugging revenue leakage and improving compliance.
The State Tax Department has been working vigorously over the past several months to improve revenue collection. This includes lodging loopholes, gross revenue leakage, expanding market coverages, raising awareness and making revenue optimization, and collection efforts and mass movement.
While acknowledging growing revenue from the market, he said a significant portion of GST collection still comes from government work contract. Mr. Ryo outlined tax deduction at source and tax clearance certificate as two key mechanisms to prevent tax evasion. Appealing for public cooperation, he urged citizens to demand GST bills, prefer digital transactions and report tax evasion even through social media channels. Mr. Ryo assured to set up a GST grievances committee comprising business representatives, government officials and experts. He also called on the people to adopt tax-paying habits and contribute to the state's growth.
Optimizing tax revenue is a first step towards self-reliance and towards securing better fund devolution for our resources.
Advisor for Industries and Commerce Hekani Jakhalu has raised serious concerns about the deepening unemployment crisis in Nagaland, warning that without urgent multi-holder intervention, the state's future remains uncertain. Initiating a discussion on the topic unemployment in Nagaland on the first day of the Assembly session today, Ms. Jakhalu highlighted that with one of the youngest populations in the country, Nagaland's demographic advantage is at risk of becoming a liability. Citing data from the 2011 census, she noted that youth aged between 15 and 35 make up approximately 40% of the population, constituting around 8 lakh individuals.
Chief Nagaland 2047 will really depend on how we shape and mold the youth of today. The youth in our state is confronted with various challenges, and one being the unemployment challenge. The educated youth and the labor force are increasing day by day, but the growth of employment is very slow. Unemployment is a symptom, but unemployability is the illness.
To address this growing crisis, Ms. Jakhalu outlined 5 key interventions such as education reform, skill development, internships and apprenticeships through a proposed youth employment scheme, support for entrepreneurship and revival of the private sector. The advisor called upon legislators, educators and parents to prepare the youth to explore diverse career paths. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. The Nagaland Legislative Assembly has deferred the scheduled discussion on the issue of the prohibition of satanic worship. The matter raised by MLA Kujoluzo Azonienu as one of urgent public importance was slated for discussion in the House today. However, it was postponed following a request from the Speaker and the Chief Minister, who cited the need for further research on the subject. Speaking to media persons on the sidelines of the Assembly session, MLA Nienu expressed concern over the alleged rise in satanic practices in the state. He stressed that such practices, often linked to immoral and criminal behavior, pose a serious threat to Nagaland's Christian identity. Mr. Nienu questioned how effective action could be taken without an open discussion in the Assembly. He further pointed out that several states, including Bihar, Maharashtra and Assam, have already enacted state-level ordinances on similar issues. While acknowledging that identifying such practices may fall under the purview of the Church, MLA Nienu asserted that it is the government's responsibility to ensure such harmful activities do not go unchecked. Nagaland Chief Minister Nipurio today said that the state cabinet had decided not to implement the free movement regime FMR and border fencing along the Indo-Myanmar border, citing concerns of division among Naga communities living across the international boundary. He was responding to a supplementary question raised by MLA Achumbemo Kikon on the first day of the 7th session of the 14th Nagaland Legislative Assembly. Mr. Rio pointed out that while the Protected Area Permit, PAP, and FMR are in place in Nagaland, Arunachal Pradesh, Manipur and Mizoram, the situation in Nagaland remains stable with law and order under control.
This issue in plenary session of NEC and NONR, in presence of Home Minister, Honorable Minister, and all the chief ministers of Northeastern State with governors. So, since cabinet decision was taken and came out on the 17th, I raised in plenary session, we object FMR and fencing restriction.
On the issue of PAP, Rio pointed out that while the Hornbill Festival has boosted tourism by attracting visitors to the state's rich culture and traditions, restrictions have discouraged both foreign and domestic tourists. In this regard, he said the cabinet had written to the Home Ministry seeking exemption for Nagaland.
I had written letter again, and when last time we met the Home Minister, IV Director, why we should not be under PAP? That detail where I had written on behalf of state as per our cabinet decision. So they said they are going through and they will have a look.
MLA Kujoluzo Azonienu has urged the Nagaland government not to take any hasty decisions regarding the job reservation policy. Speaking during the State Assembly session today, he said that any hasty decision on the ongoing issue could lead to greater confusion rather than promoting a clearer understanding among the Naga tribes. While expressing his support for the five tribes that have raised concerns about the reservation policy, Mr. Nienu said he does not endorse the agitation initiated by these tribes.
It is a systematic attempt to destroy the circle of poverty and oppression suffered by the disadvantaged or weaker sections of the society. It is also to ensure equal representation in the governing and administration of the state by providing equal opportunities to all, especially the weakest sections.
The MLA also suggested that the state government should announce a solution based on the latest population and employment data available in the state. And now to round up the news, the headlines once again. 7th session of 14th Nagaland Legislative Assembly commences today. Chief Minister Nipurio says government working vigorously to improve revenue collection. Advisor Hekani Jakhalu raises serious concerns on unemployment crisis in Nagaland. And Nagaland Legislative Assembly defers scheduled discussion on prohibition of satanic worship. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Have a pleasant night.